an ein chesom an alef top of the da. A isha shenotel lo nechosim ad shelo tisares. Woman, before she got any marriage, no kedushin, she got a yerusha. Her father died, there were no sons, and she yarshed a field or metaltlim, whatever. Let's see, it's nafkamina. So molden beisham beishilo, shemocheres minosenes v'kai. So she's allowed to sell that, because even though later on she'll get married, and her husband will own the payrus of that field, or the payrus of those metaltlim, she's not married yet. So even though she's preventing her future husband from having a share in this, obviously there's no reason why she can't sell. It's her thing to sell, and if she can sell it lechatchila, and obviously if she sells it, the sale's a sale. Nothlu lo mishenisarsa, if she was already in arusa, and her husband doesn't get these nechasim until she's in asua. Okay, but she's already now in arusa. So it stands to reason that she's going to become a nesua, and these nechasim that belong to her are going to be meshubit to her husband eventually, after the nesuin. So then, if these things fell after she was an arusa, where her husband already had a future stake in them, then the shamei omrim timkor. The shamei says, since the husband doesn't have any lemaisa dika stake in these nechasim at this point, she can sell it if she wants, and even though she's avoiding them going into the reshus of her husband after the nesuin, no problem. Ubeisilah omrim lo simkar, and Beisilah says she can't sell it because she would be depriving her husband of nechosim that really he gets the payrus from, and therefore she can't lechatchila sell it. Elu modim she imachra v'nos nekayim. But if she did sell it, both Beisha and Beisilah agree that the sale's a sale. If she got them after Erusin, but sold them before Nisui. Om Reb Yehuda, Omru Chachom Lefnei Rav Gamliel, Hoel V'zocha Be'isha Lo Yizke B'Nechasim. Right, the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly the Chachomim meant in front of Gamliel. Since he was Zocha in the woman, he shouldn't be Zocha in the Nechasim. Omru Lohem Ala Chadoshim on the Boshim. We don't know 100% why she can't sell even after the Nisui. You want to tell us that she shouldn't be able to sell them even when she's in Arusa? Okay, I think we'll discuss what exactly this piece of the mission is going on. See Rashi here. Achlo Tisaris, Vinisarsa, and then she became an Arusa. So even though she's in Arusa now, since the Nechasim fell to her when she wasn't in Arusa, she can do what she wants with them, according to everybody. Bishamei Omrim Timkor, Ba'oda Arusa. Right, if what's it called, Beishame says she can sell it as long as she's in Arusa. Once she's in Asua, then everybody agrees lechatchila she can't sell it. Right, Lemaisa, once Erusin, he's Zoche in the Isha, he shouldn't be Zoche in the Nechasim. Bigmar Meforisha Haiminai Ukaimi, Alechatchila de Beishame, or Adieva de Beishilu. Right, which is this case going on? Is it going on the chatchila of Beishame that you're allowed to sell it? Right, lechora he already was zocha the isha. She shouldn't be allowed the chatchila to sell it according to Beishame. Or is it going on the bidyevet of Beisilu that even if she sold it, Beisilu holds that she shouldn't sell it, but if she did, it takes effect. And the Rabbi Yehuda, the name of the chacham, is coming along and saying no, it shouldn't take effect even bidyevet. He was zochah the isha by Erusin. He's zochah the nechasim already also, and therefore she can't sell it b'di'evit. The Gemara is going to discuss which one is going on. Alach hadoshim shenofelo mishenises. We have problem explaining why she can't sell or why the sale's not a sale even after the nesuin. And you want to come along and say that the sale shouldn't be a sale even before the nesuin? Anu boshim. Maro chachomim lomar imorcho v'nos nohabal motzim yad halakuchos kinestan lekam masnisen. Right, we have a hard time We're embarrassed because we don't know the reason 100% why her sale's not a sale even after Nisuin. And you're coming along and saying her sale shouldn't be a sale even after Erisin. Okay. Next. One second. Adshelo Nises, if the, what's it called, the Nechasim fell to her before the Nisuin, Kigom Mishinisarsa, Okodim Lakach. Rashi Shita is, it doesn't make a difference what's it called, whether the Nechasim fell before the Erisin or after the Erisin, right? And then she had Nesuit. The same halacha would apply. Tosa says no. If the Nechasim fell before Erisin, then even after Nesuin, they don't have the same din. It's only if they fell after Erisin and then she had Nesuin, then the halacha is what the Mishnah says. What? Anything in Nechasim. Ad Shalom Nises. Okay, Achi Garcin, Ramuel Omer, Imachra, Venos Nakaim. Okay, Hoel, we didn't get it yet, okay. Nothlo Mishanises. What happens if the property or the Metalklin fell to her after the Nisuin? So she didn't get this Yerusha till after her Nisuin. And that, at that time, the husband already had the payros of those things. He owned the payros and she owns the gufa dover. Then elu ve'elu modim shimorcho v'nosma shabal motzim yar lekuchos. Since the Baal has the payros, she can't sell what basically belongs partially to him. And therefore, if she sells it, the Baal can take it away. The sale's no sale. Ad shelo nises v'nises, right? If the property fell to her before the nesuin, and then she had nesuin, Rav Gamliel omer imochro v'nos nekayim. Rav Gamliel says that it be the ever the sale's a sale, even though the property fell after Erisin. But and now she's a Nesua, since it fell before the Nesuin, be the ever her sale's a sale. Om Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia, Omru lifnei Rav Gamliel, hoil the zocha be'isha lo yiske ben Echosin. Lamaisa, after the Erisin, but before the Nesuin, he already was zocha and the isha. He shouldn't be zocha and the Echosin, at least that she shouldn't be able to sell them. Right, we don't know the reason why even after Nisuin she shouldn't be able to sell it, or the sale shouldn't be a sale. And you want to now add even when the Nechasim fell before the Nisuin? Rabbi Shimon cholek ben Nechasim and Nechasim. Rabbi Shimon makes a difference between what kind of Nechasim it is. Nechasim hayaduim lebaal lo simkar. If the husband knew about this property after the Erisin, right, then she shouldn't sell it. The machr of an osna bottle, since he knew about it, she can't sell it. She'enam yiduim lebaal lo simkor the machr of an osna kai. But if the husband didn't know about this property and she sold it, then lechatchila she shouldn't sell it. But the evid the sale's a sale. Okay, the Gemara will discuss each part of this mission. Rashi, hachi garshin ram liel omer in machr of an osna kai. Poel the zocha beisha shenasa. Now he was the Nesuin, he's Zocha Beish, he surely should be Zocha in the Nechasim. Allah Chadoshim Shenoflo Meshenises. We don't know a reason why the sale's no sale if the Nechasim fell after the Nesuin. And the Gemara says why we don't know that. Right? How Yeduim Labal, Big Marim Mefarish. The Gemara will explain what Nechasim are called Yeduim Labal, that the Baal knew about, and which ones he didn't know about. Not simple. What?
Is there Paris from Metaldo?
Yeah. She brings in clothing. He can rent it out. He can, what's it called? Rent his papers.
And is money considered
the top? Yeah, he can invest the money and get the papers. Yeah. Okay. Versus Maishno Reisha de lo plige Umaishno Seifa de plige. Right? Why in the Reisha where the Nechasim fell before the Erisin? Okay. Everybody agrees that she can sell. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree she can sell it, and the sale for sure is she's allowed to sell it. Surely the sale is effective. Rashi, Maishno Reisha, the low plige, Harei Nisarsa. Maishno, right now she's an Arusa. When she's selling it, she's an Arusa. Enochanami, the Nechasim fell when she wasn't an Arusa. But right now, so if she wanted to sell it then, that of course everybody agrees. But now we're talking about where the Nechasim fell to her when she was an Arusa, when she wasn't an Arusa, and now she became an Arusa. Why shouldn't they argue? Lamaisa, right now she's an Arusa, and she's going to eventually become a Nesua. So these nechasim are all made to go into her husband's reshus, partially. Why should she be allowed to sell it? L'chatchila, at least. Why does everybody agree? Harei nisarsa, mishum denofla kodun l'cheiv hura kochal. Just because she got this inheritance before the erusin, why should that make a difference if right now she's already in the line to have nesuin where the husband's going to have a share in this nechasim? Mora says, Omer devei amre devei Rabbi Yanai, Reisha bischusa naflu, Seifa bischuso naflu. Right? The Reisha is talking where, what's it called? He didn't have any shaykhus to these things. Bischusa naflu, Rashi. Bischusa naflu. Adain lo hoya zakai bishala, velo ba, elahi atzma. Right? He had no claim on her at all. She wasn't Zarusa. It's just a future thing that could be, and we don't know who's getting married altogether to. So therefore, when the Nechasim fell, he wasn't in the picture at all. That's Kapra Bishchusa. He wasn't in the picture at all. But in the Seifa, Bishchusa, Kvar Zocha Ba Uve Nechasecha. But in the Seifa, she was in Arusa when it fell. When it fell, he already had a future stake in this. As Mora says, in Bishchusa Naflu, if that's the case, that from the Erison on, it's considered that it's in his reshus, how could she sell it? How could the sale be a sale? Right? It should be that even Bidiyevet it's no good. And say Bidiyevet is good. Right? In the Reisha, it's for sure right now hers. There's no man on the horizon. So he has no shaykhus to this. So even though later she became an arusa, when the nechasim fell, it was totally in her reshus, and he wasn't in the picture at all. Seifa emer bischusa, emer bischuso. But in the seifa, where it fell after the erusin, so there is a shayla. Maybe since he was zoche in the woman, he already has a potential schus in this nechasim. Or maybe not, since the actual schus doesn't come to the nesuin, that's not called a schus. So it's a suffix. Whether he has a potential schus is called a schus or not. So the chatchila, since there is a sad to say that he has a schus in it already, even though it's only a potential schus, she shouldn't sell it. But b'di'evit, since it's possible that potential schus is not called a schus, because he doesn't get the schus actually till the nesuin, therefore if she sold it, b'di'evit, the sale takes effect. Rashi, okay. Emor b'schuso the erusin osa sofik nesuin shema tovu lidei nesuin shema lo sofu. Right, erusin makes a sofik. Why? Because she has a potential schus. Maybe she'll finish off the marriage and that potential schus will be actualized. Or maybe they'll call off the marriage and she'll get a get before the nesuin and the potential schus will never be actualized. That's a suffix, right? A potential schus that may or may not be actualized, is that considered a schus already or not? L'chatchila, we consider it a schus, you can't sell it. B'di'evid, it's not a schus, and therefore, what's it called? If she sold it, the sale takes effect.